177,000 Americans are dead from Trump pretending COVID would just magically go away. And according to a new CBS News poll, 57% of Republicans find that death toll acceptable. So, death is one plank of the Republican platform. What else does the GOP stand for? No one knows. Because it was announced last night that the GOP will not write a 2020 platform. Instead of writing a new platform, the RNC is going to stick with its 2016 platform. The Republican Party wants to repeat their 2016 platform. So let's dig in, folks. Here's what their actual 2016 platform says. Our economy has become unnecessarily weak with stagnant wages. Our standing in the world affairs has declined significantly. Our enemies no longer fear us and our friends no longer trust us. We, as Republicans and Americans, cannot allow this to continue. So in lieu of a platform, the RNC released a one-page resolution that pledges its undying support to Trump. That's not a political party. That's a cult. Welcome to the convention, everybody. Take off your masks and put on your matching Nikes and your MAGA hats. Then drink up our bleach-flavored Kool-Aid. I'm marrying all the daughters. Guess which one first? The GOP has given each night of the convention a different theme. I believe the four nights are famine, pestilence, war, and death.
Well, now that you've seen how terrible the Democrats are, wasn't that a sad, angry, very angry sort of display by them? We're going to do it right. That's our turn, and it's going to be the best convention I think you've ever seen. First off, it's being directed, okay, by Dinesh D'Souza, a great talent, known as the Steven Spielberg of getting 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. So a lot of talent there. And first night up, okay, our first night is called QAnon White Power Night. And it'll start with an opening prayer from the great actor John Voigt. And then we get right into the great substance, okay? Sheriff David Clark, Angry Hootie as I call him, will take his own life on stage just to prove how anti-Black Lives Matter he is. And the great African thought person leader that we have, Candace Owens, is going to renounce her African-Americanness. And then to end the night, we're going to play a bunch of QAnon theories. And Nicholas Sandman, remember him? The poor kid who was smiling at the Native American old guy who wasn't so nice. He's going to do snow angels, but with the money he won from lawsuits. Night two is a tribute to Jeff Epstein. Okay. We're going to have Ted Nugent and James Woods reenact on stage some of Jeff Epstein's favorite party moments. Okay. We don't forget those fallen heroes. We don't forget them. Night three, following the Jeff Epstein night, will be patriotic prayer, because we're such great faith people, and Jerry Falwell Jr. will come out, and the demon sperm lady leading us in great prayer. Mike Pence will be, Mike, you'll be the Obi there, won't you? You love, maybe you can go to Jerry Falwell Jr.'s party if you like. And then night four is the great night. It's called President for Life. That's the theme of night four. And I'll be introduced by Scott Baio and Anthony Sabato Jr., two talents. And then keynote speeches by Xi and Putin. And I will announce that I will be president for life. And Ivanka will be my heir. And hopefully that turns her on. So we'll see what happens.
Practically every member of Trump's family will be giving a speech this week. But one person who won't be speaking is President Trump's older sister, Marianne, who's a retired federal judge. In fact, she almost never says anything publicly about her brother at all. But now we're learning what she's been keeping to herself.
President Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Barry, blasting her brother in a batch of secret audio recordings first reported in the Washington Post.
He has no principles. None.
The leaked conversations between the president's sister and their niece, Mary Trump, were secretly recorded by Mary, who says she taped 15 hours of their face-to-face talks between 2018 and 2019. The retired federal judge labeling her brother cruel and phony.
It's God and the lie. Oh my God, I'm talking too freely, but you know, it is the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, the holy.
No, man, come on. Are we living in the 12th season of a soap opera now? When in real life does a sister come out of nowhere to start a feud with the main character. Who is she? Where did she come from? I hate my brother. You know things are bad for Trump when he's having a hard time wrangling the Trump vote. It's going to be hard to win independents in swing states when you're polling poorly with people you share parents with. As he goes into the convention week, Trump finds himself down big in the polls to Joe Biden. I've had enough of this.
This week for the
song from Amy Rigby, Mellencamp, Reckless, Eric, Amy Rigby, Golden Earring,
thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Bert, Ernie Grover, Kermit
the
Frog
from
Sesame
Street,
Trevor Noah, Stephanie Ruler, Anderson Kupel, Ali Belshi, Hallie
Jackson,
Heilman, Seth Myers, Peter Alexander, Pete
Williams,
Stephen Colbert, J.L. Corvin, Marianne
Trump,
Barry.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.
Okay, so we're back in the White House, and I think you just probably saw the greatest speech ever given by the greatest president ever. And, you know, it was a little low energy, if we're being totally honest. Sort of boring, a very long speech written for me. I didn't get to do my great Trump ad libs. But, you know, I came back in and had some Diet Coke based on, you know, Tony Montana. Montana being one of our great, sort of very great Republican states. And I had a little extra Diet Coke. You know, I like the Diet Coke for the late night tweets. Because Ivanka, who introduced me very beautifully, and wasn't wearing a wedding ring. So I don't know if she's sending me sort of strong messages. And, you know, when you take the nomination for president, the ladies, a lot of them like that. So I don't know if Ivanka was trying to send strong signals, but tonight was great. Ben Carson stayed awake long enough to give a speech. Rudy Giuliani's lower teeth looked especially urine-covered, and he was just totally foaming at the mouth like the great attack dog that he is. Pat Lynch of the Policeman's Bigotry Association. Is that guy a nut or what? I love him. I love him. And you can see it in some of these, like, he wanted to say the N-word so bad. And I love that energy. He had big N-word energy, Pat Lynch. But overall, it was a great night. We managed to showcase 7 of the 11 black Republican voters on tonight's convention. So it's, get ready, Sleepy Joe, because I've got all the Diet Coke, strong energy, and tremendous bigotry, and we're going to win so strongly. And now I got to go see, you know, if Ivanka wants to hang out, you know, father-daughter stuff. But, and thanks to all my other kids, you know, you're not Ivanka, so it's okay. Trump 2020, let's do this.
Yeah, for some reason or another, you sound a little taller on radio.
We have not come so much to a fork in the road as a fork on the plate, scraping the last lick off the gravy train of history.
There was nervous laughter from the dais that rolled outwards through the crowd, not a breeze that rustled flags and banners. It was the voice of Orson Welles, his baritone coming to us over decades of dead silence, through a metallic tannoy, each word meticulously tape-spliced from various soundtracks and radio broadcasts in the Library of Congress. It wowed the crowd before it fluttered and faltered as the powder of lost oxide caused a catch in his voice just as the spool ran out. Curiously, the simulated address seemed to be delivered in the same strange stage Irish accent that Welles had possibly purloined from the actor Micheál McLearmore when he had bluffed his way onto the Dublin stage as a teenager. Now it was just one inner cue of immigrant inflections that might have taken the day. It was also the voice that Orson had used in Lady from Shanghai. You know, the one with the shootout amidst the shattered reflections of funhouse mirrors. Few remembered that motion picture now. One man in the third row remarked to his wife that he seemed to remember this voice selling him sweet sherry in his youth. But there were many in the crowd who knew nothing of this citizen and the cane he had once raised, back when the worst one could imagine was an invasion from another sphere. After the peace was negotiated and the internet switched off, knowledge returned to its medieval cloister in this and that illuminated volume. The jealous possession of the pious and the superstitious who might once again wield ignorance like a scythe. There were but dimly remembered facsimiles after many of the public libraries had been torched. Untouched books now went for the price of a Vuitton handbag. Ever since the U.S. Mint was sucked dry and spat out, bookworms paid for rare tomes with wheelbarrows full of banknotes. Some of them worthless Confederate money, stashed down in Mississippi Square in plinths with the various toppled statues. Invictus. Not if it helped the healing. Yet in the absence of a noble woman or a statesman equal to the task, a tireless engineer had magically assembled the random words of Wells' oration into a speech worthy of the occasion from the depths of the National Archive. President Swift gave a slight, shy smile of pearl and pillarbox red and began to sing a plain song of her acceptance.
Tanisha just came in. So, Tanisha, what I want you to do is I just want you to give us an overview of the event that you are a part of this weekend, because there's some things going on in Hudson that people should know about. I think it's Sunday, right? Tanisha? Yeah, she is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So the event on Sunday is for Black businesses, Black entrepreneurs. It's the first event for, you know, like for African Americans that have their own businesses. It's a pop-up shop, and it's going to be Sunday, August 30th from 3 to 7. We'll be out there. Collins Kitchen will be out there, the Juice Branch, we'll have Midtown Jewelry, Moisturize Me, if I forgot any other people, but it's just going to be a couple different vendors out there. There'll be free popcorn, free snow cones, free cotton candy for the kids. So, you know, you could bring the whole family out and come check out each vendor and, you know, try to support whoever, all of us or whoever you want.
Okay. Can you explain what a pop-up is? A pop shop?
Yeah. It's just like a little... Yeah, it's just like a spur of the moment event. Whatever you're selling, you go out in the, you could go out in the street and sell it. Like what we're doing, we're going to be out in the waterfront just selling not all of our stuff, but maybe just so you guys can know what we sell, if I explain it correctly.
No, that's, so when is that again?
It's Sunday, August 30th from 3 to 7.
Okay, and where at?
Down at the Hudson Waterfront.
Okay, and you said it was a Black entrepreneur pop-up, right?
Yeah, for Black businesses, upcoming business, if you already have your own business, small businesses.
Okay, so I don't want you to think that I'm acting crazy, but as a programmer, I can't tell people what to do, so I have to ask you to tell them. So that's why I'm asking you the questions the way I'm asking. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want you to, like, I'm not only like, Vern, what you doing? Like, come on. No, it's just that I
got You're fine.
Yeah, okay. So anything that you wanna shout out or anything before we let you go?
Shout out Tiffany Garriga, Columbia Opportunities. The thing with Miss Elena. Oh my gosh. Operation Unite. I'm sorry. Operation Unite.
I'm loving it.
They sponsored the event. And I believe Galvin also helped sponsor the event.
Mm-hmm.
So this is actually Tiffany's event. This is her first event that she's doing on her own. And she reached out to a lot of us So, you know, big shout out to her for, you know, introducing this to us and for the community.
Okay. Tanisha, I will personally see you on Sunday. I'm going to come down rep. I'm sure some of the other people will. Thank you for everything that you do. Shout out to Collins Kitchen. Shout out to everybody involved. And you know the drive time way. Whenever you guys have anything coming on or going on, stop by, let us know so we can let the people that's listening know.
Yeah, thank you. Hope to see everyone there.
All right, take care.
It is a DVS from nicely. I write you a will, don't tell me twice. Quote you directly or pay the price. Peel off your skin like a thin veneer. If something tells me something that I didn't hear from you. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. With different drugs, the gold plate battles with the half-ass flags, a jaw-climbed body that was full of slugs. She was trading favors for footnote plugs. Who's got the needle? Who is fit the first? A morphine tattoo, unquenchable thirst. Who's got your girlfriend? And who had a thirst? Reading her column was essential. Eddie O'Hara, confidential. Kill a man with a single stroke. She's not the one you want to provoke. If you can't take the heat or you can't take a joke. Who's got the dope? Who's got the potential? Eddie O'Hara, confidential. And there's a gentleman calling you a cumbling wench and a stupid trench. You play the line of two at the foot of the page. A QR included the latest rage. With your true dimensions and your actual age. Trade a life of scandal for a career on the stage. These little things seem inconsequential. Something Eddie O'Hara confidential. On the night I came home from the debutante ball, passed out drunk on the bathroom floor. Girl bell called after taking a peek at the secret drawer of atomic secrets. Repeating something that I whispered about. They have to take it, but they can't dish it out. Who's cleaning up his act? And I'm breaking the bank. But unfortunately, didn't remember to thank me. Now the rumor is doing the rounds that his only friends are villains. Scoundrel.
A reputation curl like yellow smoke. She named the wrong man and the story she broke. She had an unfortunate character trait. The irresistible impulse to assassinate.
But the damage it did was quite substantial to Eddie O'Hara confidential. They got witch trials now with witches to spare. And a jukebox jury full of judgment and fury. With bright neon dresses and porn star hair. Thrown to the wolves and the dogs and the foxes once they had their fill of shares and stocks. The case is unforgiving if your morals are lax. Pointing manicured fingers and making a mockery with voices that sound like broken crockery. Head is set and powerless and I feel alone now. Everyone has a megaphone.
Dance floor. I gotta call the plant and warn them.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Hi, this is Karen Schomer, formerly of The Schomer Show. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Tune in WGXC's new Sunday morning schedule with the Reverend Kim Singletary and There's a Bright Side Somewhere every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. That's followed by the teens from Hudson talking about books they've read on Bound by Books after the local news at 9 a.m. And at 10 a.m., there's more teens. The Catskill kids from Clubhouse Radio are on at 10 a.m. with lots of music and talk on your community radio station, WGXC.org, 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ralph Gartner of Volusia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acra, Hudson, Catskill.
The police shooting of Jacob Blake. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Last Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Rustin Shesky, a white police officer, fired seven shots at point-blank range into the back of 29-year-old African-American father Jacob Blake as Blake leaned into his car. Inside the car were Blake's three sons, aged 3, 5, and 8. While Blake miraculously survived, a viral video of the shooting, reminiscent of the video of George Floyd's police killing in Minneapolis last May, sparked an uprising in Kenosha against racism and police brutality. Police unleashed tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets to suppress the growing Black Lives Matter protests. A militia group dubbed the Kenosha Guard used Facebook to circulate a call to, quote, any patriots willing to take up arms and defend our city tonight from evil thugs, unquote, to gather on Tuesday. It went on, take up arms and let's defend our city. Scores of armed white vigilantes did arrive. One of them allegedly shot and killed two of the anti-racist protesters, seriously wounding a third. The video of Jacob Blake's shooting did not come from a police body camera, but from a bystander's cell phone. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, who's representing Jacob Blake, tweeted, Kenosha City Council passed an ordinance in 2017 requiring all officers wear body cams, but they never bought them. They're in the budget in 2022, but if it weren't for a neighbor's video, the police shooting of Jacob Blake would have vanished and no officers would be held accountable, he said. This is not the first controversial police shooting in Kenosha. On November 9, 2004, Kenosha police stopped Michael Bell, a white 21-year-old man, in his car in front of his parents' home. Bell dashed up the driveway and was grabbed from behind by two officers who pinned him against a parked car. Another officer pulled his weapon, placed it against Bell's head, and pulled the trigger, killing him. The Kenosha Police Department conducted its own review of the incident, completely exonerating the officers. Bell's father, Michael Bell Sr., commissioned an independent inquiry that found the police account suggested a cover-up. The Bells launched a campaign that succeeded in 2014, making Wisconsin the first state to require outside investigators conduct investigations into police shootings. That's where the Jacob Blake investigation is now. under the supervision of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The Kenosha police chief, while admitting he knows little about the investigation, did take the time during a Wednesday news conference to blame the murdered protesters for being out after the city imposed curfew. Online videos from Tuesday night implicate 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse as the killer of the two protesters. He's been arrested and charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Wisconsin State Representative David Bowen, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, said of the militia members who descended on Kenosha,
"It's very clear that they were on a hunting spree. This was not the defense of property."
Kyle Rittenhouse, the accused shooter's social media accounts, now deactivated, show an obsession with law enforcement and guns from a young age and strong support for Donald Trump. He posted a TikTok video from the front row of one of Trump's last pre-pandemic rallies at Drake University in Iowa last January.
"We will have law and order on the streets of this country."
That's Vice President Mike Pence Wednesday at the Republican National Convention as he accepted his renomination.
"The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America."
Vice President Pence invoked recent protests, but didn't mention the underlying systemic racism and police killings that have provoked these historic demonstrations, and ignored the role of the right-wing militia in the Kenosha murders. When mentioning the murder of Federal Protective Services officer David Patrick Underwood during protests in Oakland, California, Pence conveniently left out the fact that Underwood's killers were associated with the armed right-wing Boogaloo movement, who were using the Black Lives Matter protests as cover for their crimes. Jacob Blake remains hospitalized in Milwaukee, reportedly conscious but paralyzed from the waist down, his prognosis uncertain. Blake hails from Evanston, Illinois, where his grandfather, also named Jacob Blake, was pastor of the Ebenezer African Methodist Episcopal Church and was active in Martin Luther King Jr.'s campaign to desegregate housing in Greater Chicago, redoubling his efforts after King's assassination.
"The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice."
"Yes, sir."
Those the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Protesters are demanding that Kenosha police officer Rustin Chesky be charged in Blake's shooting. Peaceful protests continue, now joined by professional athletes. Pro sports ground to a halt Wednesday, led by the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks, widening to include most of the NBA, the women's WNBA, several Major League Baseball teams, pro soccer, and even tennis. Just as Aaron Huber and JoJo Rosenbaum were doing when they were murdered in Kenosha Tuesday, these athletes and thousands from Kenosha and beyond are demanding justice for Jacob Blake, police accountability, and an end to systemic racism. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, and some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. The temperature high will be near 78 degrees. And Saturday night, more showers and thunderstorms likely before midnight. It will be cloudy with a temperature low of around 60 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of around 53. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
German measles, Russian flu, Montezuma's revenge. And why do we say a foreign word whenever someone sneezes?
Tomorrow, I'll take a look at swine flu, up close and personal. This is Les Nesbitt.
Yeah.
Thank you. people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day old and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning with the sun didn't shine. I picked up a shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 cool. And the straw boss said, well, if that's my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day over and deeper in debt. Saint Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the cane brake by an old mama lion. Can't go a high-toned woman, make me walk the line. You know, 16 tons, what do you get? Another day old and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul. A lot of men sinned, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
chop. These honey dimples are still purple, are still purple. We can do this, cause we always do this. Yeah, boy.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row. What a brother, though. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannable district enemy number one, 5-0-6-3. And I got young. Can I tell him that I really never had a gun? But it's the wax, the Terminator, X-Fun. Now they got me in a cell with my rich state cell, cause a mother like me said, well, that'll cover my million, I think you ought to listen to what he can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. Tell what the people say. Make a miracle. D. Become the lyrical. Black is back. All in. We're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again. Bring the noise. Lessons I'm saying, it's all music that the critics are all blasting me for. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters. Why across the country has us up with the war? We got to get them straight.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning black as they call us a black, but we'll see if they're playing in space. How low can you go? What a brother, no bass, bass, bass. Here we go again, the incredible bass. Public enemy number one, bass.
D.
Public enemy number one.
Turn it up.
Bring the noise.
Turn it up.
Bring the noise.
Hospitals closed cause there ain't no money. Playgrounds closed cause there ain't no money. Schools can't teach cause there ain't no money. And every time it's the same old story.
Got you thinking like that.
Money ain't gone. It's just been stolen. Wake up and smell the noise.
Yeah, that big idea. Nothing you can't handle. How much you done spend? Put your money on the table. It's all hell to say.
We might have been a great country once, but we sure as hell ain't anymore. Everyone knows it. Everyone feels it. Everyone asks, what for?
Those ideas
money ain't gone. It's just been stolen. Wake up and smell the noise.
Get that big idea.
The money ain't gone. It's just been stolen. Wake up and smell the noise.